We're back here on Giants.com. John Schmunk with the fantasy guru Anita Marks, and we are ready for the Giants bye week, but fantasy football rolls on. Six more teams on bye, but it's the halfway point. So we'll take a break it down a little bit, who's been good, who's been bad, and we'll talk a little about who to start this week as well. Let's start with the quarterback position. And one guy that's been bad this year, Anita, that no one would ever thought would ever have a bad year, is Tom Brady.
I know. I mean, who knew? But look, he's got one tight end who's in jail. He has another that just came back 2 weeks ago, right? Wes Welker, you see what he's doing in Denver. Danny Amendola can't stay healthy. So, but really, what's been interesting is Rob Gronkowski came back 2 weeks ago, and Tom Brady is still bad. He only put up 15 fantasy football points the past 2 weeks. So, yeah, I mean, it's been a rough season for him. Also, some surprising quarterbacks who have not done well so far this season, Michael Vick, RG3, and Colin Kaepernick. We thought RG3 and Colin Kaepernick were just going to pick up where they left off. The yards that they put rushing the ball for fantasy football points as well as passing, but it hasn't happened.
In fact, all those second-year quarterbacks, Russell Williams' numbers a little bit down, not quite as bad as those guys. And Andrew Luck, not as good as he was last year either with a little more conservative offense.
So some disappointments there. And, you know, obviously we're not talking about the guys that you went out and you drafted in the first round, like Aaron Rodgers and Drew Brees. We know they're putting up the points for you. But the guys that have been really surprising, how about Andy Dalton? Nah. My goodness, he's put up, get this, 183 fantasy football points. And also Philip Rivers has been great, a guy who really went undrafted. And Mike McCoy brought over that system from the Denver Broncos, and it suited him very well.
And you like Rivers to start this week, and also you like Terrell Pryor.
I do. Keep in mind, there's six teams on a bye. On top of that, the fact that there's six teams are on a bye, some of those quarterbacks are Peyton Manning, Matthew Stafford, and Colin Kaepernick. So, yes, beggars can't be choosers this week. Philip Rivers I like, and also Terrell Pryor is a guy that I like. He's going up against the Philadelphia Eagles, and he's a guy that very well could be available on your waiver wire.
Let's go to the running back position. One top five pick in most drafts this year has been C.J. Spiller. He's been a disappointment. His replacement, Fred Jackson, he looks like the Fred Jackson of 2 years ago that helped me win a fantasy championship.
It's been a horrible, horrible season. Fred Jackson was a guy who was drafted to handcuff that backfield, and Fred Jackson has been a big surprise. Also, Knowshon Moreno has been a big surprise for the Denver Broncos, and Giovanni Bernard, the rookie with the Cincinnati Bengals, he's been terrific as well. Other running backs who have really not done well.
There's a long list, folks, so get ready.
Sit back, relax. Adrian Peterson, Arian Foster, Alfred Morris, Trent Richardson, Ray Rice, and we just said C.J. Spiller. So it's, you know, guys that people went out and drafted in that first round really have not been doing well.
And Chris Johnson, a slow year as well, but you do like him this week against the Rams.
I do. I do. The Rams are horrible against the rush. He is coming off of a bye, so I do like C.J. Let's hope it's 2K. I don't know. Also, any running back who's going to start for the Dallas Cowboys going up against the Minnesota Vikings, who, by the way, they are the worst defense against the rush.
And let's go to wide receiver, and Anita, you like Jordy Nelson this week, but let's be honest, who has Aaron Rodgers had to throw it to at this point?
Well, there is Jarrett Boykin, who actually went out and I picked up on a number of waiver wires. But yes, in regard to surprises so far this season in fantasy football, Jordy Nelson, DeSean Jackson, Josh Gordon, these are wide receivers that really have done well.
Justin Blackmon, you can throw in that mix too.
You can as well. And guys that have been a big disappointment, Randall Cobb, but granted, yes, he's injured. Unfortunately, Dwayne Bowe, Marcus Colston, what's going on there? He is in Drew Brees' doghouse. Also, Andre Johnson, some wide receivers that are not doing well.
And those are guys that you pick in the second, third, fourth round. You're like, all right, they're going to guarantee me 20 points every week, especially in point per reception leagues. Has not been the case.
It's not happening. And two guys that I really like this week, Keenan Allen with the San Diego Chargers going up against the Washington Redskins, as well as Kenny Stills. Like I said, there is something wrong between Drew Brees and Marcus Colston, but he loves that rookie, Kenny Stills, and he's going up against the Jets. And if you see what Marvin Jones, the Cincinnati Bengals wide receiver, was able to do the Jets last week, you got to love Kenny Stills. Again, we're giving you guys that are not your most obvious.
Anita, good luck in week number 9.
Yeah, and good luck for the remainder of the season. We're here for you each and every week trying to help you win your fantasy football matchup.
That's what you call a plug for Anita Marks on Giants. Well, good luck in week 9, everybody. We'll see you next time right here on Giants.com. We're going to enjoy our bye week. You enjoy yours as well.